Hello and welcome to Unity Presbyterian Church Online. This week, Pastor Dana takes a look at the season of Easter and how we live in the resurrection of Christ. Let's listen.
Well, last week was Easter, and we had a fantastic time celebrating Easter here at Unity. Between Maundy Thursday and Easter Sunday, we had over 1,000 people who worshiped here. And so we just had a wonderful time celebrating our risen Lord. But now it's the Sunday after Easter. And so Christ is risen, and what do we do next? Well, before we dive into that topic, I wanted to show you a clip. And the clip that I'm going to show you is part of the Jimmy Kimmel show. And for those of you who are not familiar with Jimmy Kimmel, he is a late night comedian. He has his own late night talk show. And so this clip is when his team went out into the streets of LA and they interviewed kids and they asked them, what is Easter? What is Easter all about? So let's take a look at that clip.
I'm not, by the way, sure of how Easter became about bunnies and candies and herb scissors, but it did. The real story of Easter is Jesus came down to earth, taught us to help the poor, love our enemies, and so we killed him. And then he came back. Why he came back, I don't know. It's not like we made him feel very welcome, but that's the story. And I wonder if children even know that. So we went out on Hollywood Boulevard, where kids were enjoying spring break, and asked them, what is the meaning of Easter? Here it is.
Can you tell me the story of Easter?
The first Easter. Ooh.
He got toys?
What kind of toys?
Lego.
Jesus rose from the dead?
What happened with Jesus on Easter?
He made a bunny.
I think he led some people somewhere.
Who were his like main friends?
His disciples. The bad guys killed him.
The Romans, I think it was.
He got like pinned to a cross.
He did this.
Everybody was watching, and then then sooner or later he died.
What did he die of?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Drugs.
He was put into a cave with a rock. He was in heaven working on his project. Then he came down to see the bunny.
What project was Jesus working on?
A computer.
He made a promise that he will come back on Easter.
It took 3 days. The two angels told him to move a bowl, and Jesus was alive.
When Jesus came back, he gave people Easter eggs.
He said, bunny, please don't hide the Easter eggs.
What did the people say when Jesus came back?
They said, Jesus, please take care of us. Please don't kill us.
What did Jesus do when he came back to life?
That is really actually...
It's a funny video. It's cute. The kids are absolutely adorable, and their answers are pretty entertaining and amusing. And some of them even got the answers right. There was a couple who knew he had died and was resurrected after 3 days. They knew that he was in a cave and they rolled the stone away. But Jesus didn't die from drugs. And scripture doesn't tell us anything about him doing that little dance once he emerged from the cave. And Jesus most certainly didn't make a bunny on the very first Easter or have Lego toys. Now, these answers are humorous in a lot of ways, but in other ways, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad to see that the kids of this world, the children of the world, don't really know the full story of Christ. They don't really know what happened on that very first Easter and what all that means for our lives. And another thing that those kids probably aren't aware of, and that most adults aren't aware of, is that Easter is not just one Sunday out of the year. Easter is actually a season. It's a 7-week long season. It's referred to as Eastertide. Eastertide begins on Easter Sunday. It lasts about 50 days. It'll take us all the way up to Pentecost. But the reason that we have an Easter season is because Easter Sunday, as wonderful as it may be, it only allows us to go so deep. Having just one Sunday to celebrate Easter, it only provides us with one Sunday to talk about and to reflect upon the meaning and the power of the resurrection. Whereas having an entire season for Easter, it allows us to have a deeper reflection, to have a more in-depth look at the meaning of the resurrection. Eastertide gives us a chance to take the truths of Scripture and to let them percolate in our hearts well beyond Easter Sunday. Eugene Peterson is a well-known Presbyterian minister. You probably recognize that name as he is the author of the Message Bible. Well, he also wrote several other books, and one of those is about the Easter season. It's called Living the Resurrection, The Risen Christ in Everyday Life. And in this book, Peterson reflects on how the power of the resurrection changes things. It changes the way you live your life. He writes about how the power of the resurrection is to shape how we interact with other people. He discusses how God made each of us for resurrection life, that Jesus's resurrection should impact every sphere of our life, our friendships, our workplace, our home life. This is just a short excerpt from that book. He says, if you celebrate Christ's resurrection only one day of the year, you're missing something big. Because after the resurrection of Jesus, nothing is the same. Christ's friends were utterly transformed by his resurrection. Their friendships, their work, and even their meals together took on a new meaning and purpose. The same can happen to us today. When the resurrection becomes the core reality of our spiritual formation, that is when our dimmed eyes and our dull souls are lifted to a place of continual renewal. So this morning, I wanted us to continue on with our Easter celebrations. And as we do so, I want us to reflect on what the resurrection means to each of us. Let us truly reflect on how Christ's death and resurrection is to impact us in our day-to-day lives, what it calls us to do, how it calls us to live and to interact with other people. As we reflect on the meaning of Christ's resurrection, I wanted us to turn to the Gospel of Mark. And in this particular passage of Mark, this is where the Easter story leaves off. It picks up and it tells us exactly what Christ did after he resurrected. So turning to Mark chapter 16, verse 14 and 15, it says, later Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. As Pastor David mentioned earlier, this particular passage is part of the Great Commission. This is where Jesus commissions the disciples to go and to testify, to go and to preach to all the ends of the earth. Essentially, he is saying to them, now that you have witnessed for yourselves the power of the resurrection, go and tell others about this. Go and share your story. Go and share your experience with all others so that they might know of it too. He is telling them to let the power of the resurrection affect and impact what they will do next in their lives, where they tell others of the good news of Christ. After I started working in ordained ministry, I felt very passionate and called to serve on a committee at the presbytery. And the committee that I always served on was called the Committee for Preparation for Ministry, which means that I walked alongside of those individuals who were going to seminary and who were discerning their call to ministry. I got to walk along those who had heard the call from God and had responded in the affirmative, those who were going to dedicate their entire life and their career to preaching and sharing the good news of Christ. And part of serving on this committee means that you get to hear very unique call stories. You get to hear the stories of how God's voice emerged in someone's life and what they called them to do. And there is one story in particular that was very unique, one that has stuck with me over the years. It's about a gentleman who was around 30 years old, and his call story started around his late 20s. At that point in his life, he was asking the big questions. What is the purpose and meaning of life? Why are we all here? What are we supposed to do while we're here? And more specifically, he was wondering what his God-given purpose was. And he said there was one night in particular that he was wrestling with these questions. He was tossing and turning. He couldn't sleep. And so he decided to go on a walk. And he just happened to be living at the beach at that time. So he went over to the beach and he's walking along the shoreline and he's making his way towards the pier. As he gets towards the pier, he realizes that there's a little boy in the sand. It's about 3 a.m. at this point. And so he walks over to the little boy and he's asking him what he's doing and why he's out so late and tells him he probably needs to get home because his parents are worried sick. And that was the extent of their interaction. He kept walking and he got to the point in his walk where he decided to turn back and head back home. So he walked along the same path and he got to the pier and he realized that the boy was gone. But he saw what the boy had been doing in the sand. And so he walked over and he saw that there was a big box in the sand with a cross in it and the words that said, "Follow me." And that is all that it took for this gentleman to realize that God was stirring something up within him, that God was speaking to him. It was this interaction, this event, that helped him to get clarity on those big questions that he was wrestling with. And after that encounter, he started working at a church and then researching seminaries and going and enrolling in a seminary and beginning the ordination process. And he now serves a church in our presbytery. But I share that story with you because it illustrates how God calls each and every single one of us. And God calls us in very unique ways. And all of our calls vary. It does not mean that God is going to call you to ordained ministry, that you're going to be a preacher and preaching every single Sunday in a church. But rather, God calls each of us to simply preach and to testify to all creation, meaning that we are to share our stories, to share our personal experiences, our testimonies about Christ with other people. In its most simplest form, it means that we let the power of the resurrection affect and impact the way we live our lives, the words that we choose to use, the actions that we demonstrate. We let it affect the way that we handle life events. We have all been changed and impacted by our experiences and by our encounters with Christ. And it is important to share those stories, to share those experiences with other people, to talk about the power of the resurrection well beyond Easter Sunday. It's important for the children of this world to hear those stories as well, to educate them about the truth of Christ, why and how Christ died, what that means and entails for all of our lives. It's important for the children of this world to know the true messages of Easter, that we are all Easter people living the resurrection each and every single day. So as we leave from here today, let us all contemplate what it is that God is calling us to. Let us think about how God is calling you to preach and share your story and your testimony with others. How will the power of the resurrection impact you well beyond Easter Sunday and throughout this Easter season? Amen.
If you would like more information about Unity Presbyterian Church, please visit our website at www.unitypres.org or visit us on Facebook. This is the Unity Presbyterian Church Podcast. Have a great week.